You're listening to Conservative Talk Radio. Cool guitar riff at the front, so you know we're got high blood pressure.
Yeah,
cool.
We're addicted to pills.
Cool way. Pill addicted to pill. I had a I slipped a disc 17 years ago, changing the time on a VCR, and so now I still do 240 milligrams Oxycontin every single day. That's how it started, because of my slipped disc, my injury that I sustained while arguing with the employees at Ames over a discount.
Dude, that's where racism comes from.
It's from Ames. You guys remember Ames, the store?
Was it an electronics store?
No, it was like a home and garden. Did a bunch of shit. They sold like hammocks and train sets and pots for plants.
Hammocks and train sets?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of shit. The only thing I know, there was an Ames that went out of business. This is back in my dad's drinking days. And it was like a Saturday afternoon. And he saw that they were going to have like a going out of business sale. And there was a model, like a slot car set. You know what slot cars are?
Oh, yeah.
There was a slot car set that he wanted to buy. So he went to Ames for that going out of business sale, and he bought it, and he took it home. And he had a couple of beers and set it up, and it just wasn't working. So he brought it back to Ames, and then...
all sales are final.
I had to sit there while he screamed at the top of his lungs. And threatened to call the police.
Yeah, you can't try to return something from it going out of business.
So. Yeah, well, he got his money back.
Did he?
Yeah, I just remember having to sit there while he screamed.
That's always a weird thing, watching your parents deal with customer service to get returns done.
Yeah, you know what's so funny?
They do some really despicable things.
They did, but it was embarrassing because, I mean, I started working when I was 15, and I always would just work shitty jobs.
Uh-huh.
And my dad, like, didn't have to get a bullshit job until he was, like, 49 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just worked as a photographer, and then his business failed, and then he, like...
Then he went retail.
Yeah, he had to work in retail. And I remember prior to that, he'd be like, no, let me tell you something, because I'm the customer. He's like one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, you don't understand how much of a piece of shit you are.
Oh, no.
And then he just started making $8 an hour, you know, stocking shelves. And then suddenly he's like, I don't understand it. People just treat you like shit. And it's like, yeah, aww. You've been doing that your whole fucking life. So
that's so sad.
I hope you have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, that shit turns people around really fast.
While asking permission to go to the bathroom. Somebody who's 17 years old.
Fucking grown man.
Yeah. This is... Stav is gone. This is our first No Stav episode.
Yeah, we have
Hell
to...
Hell yeah, bitch.
Where'd he go? Who knows? No one knows what happened to him.
He went to Grease.
Yeah.
Large hole in the floor.
That's a cool way. How long did you spend working on that one, Adam?
About 3-4 days.
Yeah. When we do the podcast,
my memos.
And we mentioned that Stav's gone, I'm going to say you went to Grease.
Yeah, that's going to really kill. People love it when I mispronounce words. That's yeah. like one of the things people love most about me.
It's going to be funny when you have a spindly half Korean son that despises you and is an alt-right video game MRA type who just fucking hates your stupid mispronunciation jokes and hates that he's half Asian.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's, yeah,
that sounds, he's gonna hate that he's half Asian.
Oh, they get worst. Angry, dude. There's a Reddit for half Asian people, and they're all furious.
That really? Video game guy is half Asian. The one that's the Gamergate guy that's like on the news all the time.
What's his name?
I don't fucking know. I don't know why. Elliot Rogers was half Asian.
Yeah, Elliot Rogers half Filipino.
Yeah,
that's
there
the
you
worst
go.
Combo. White Filipino. When the two master races combine, it's
the other master race is Filipino.
Yeah, yeah. It's Asian.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
So you combine white and Asian to create.
I mean, those are the two of the three races. You're just saying that black people are.
No, there's Mexican, there's Puerto Rican, there's...
yeah, there's not three races.
Yeah, there's black, Asian, races. And
this,
white.
If you go by, like, the weird government census, there's, like, four or something.
There's
all
Caucasoid,
that, like,
Mongoloid, and Negroid.
Oh, I follow you. You're going by the old school shit.
The trilogy.
That's how I go.
The Holy Trinity. That's what the head is Mongoloid, right? And then the heart is... sign of the cross.
The Holy Ghost is the Negroid.
Yeah.
That's why the KKK dresses up like ghosts. It's in homage, actually.
Yeah, so Stav's gone.
Yeah, that's where you got to address the lack of the elephant in the room.
There you go.
Nice, nice. Didn't say that earlier.
And it definitely didn't say that 2 minutes before the show started. And we also got to introduce our...
No, we don't. Look at the show outline that I created.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Please take a look at the notes that I spent.
I didn't know that this was chronological. I thought that we floated around and had to hit them.
Do you guys usually do notes like
this? No, we never do notes.
No, Nick wants it to be good while Stav's gone. He wants it to be really good while Stav's gone, so Stav appreciates Come Down More.
Yeah, I want him to listen to the podcast. We're going to have a good show. We're doing notes. I used a template in Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
It's good, dude. Yeah,
it looks really nice. It's got bolded headlines and shit.
I like it. Yeah,
you got like a it's like you hand out an office, but for the most like retarded anarchic.
You know, if I let me tell you something. This is how many problems I have. If I had done this before you were here, if you notice the last bullet point, the S is unbolded for some reason, and I would have thrown these away and fixed it and reprinted them.
Yeah, give me a pen so I can bold that S?
Yeah, that looks like shit.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of want to throw this whole thing away.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Go off screen.
You ever get like imposter syndrome?
Yeah, but then it's like I shouldn't be qualified to have all this that I have. But then it's like, what am I actually doing? To have a cum podcast, you know, it's not like this should be a doctor's job. Yeah. What if he crashes the ship? I don't know. It's not really anything to worry about. Yeah, so Stav's gone.
Where did
he
go?
Talked about that yet?
Yeah. Point number two. Why is he there?
Yeah, he went to Greece to get his dick cut off.
Yeah, sure. He's getting the surgery
in Greece. I don't know. Yeah, Stav's gone on vacation. To Greece. It's kind of rude of him to plan a 3-week vacation.
That's a long time to go on a vacation.
Yeah,
at nearly 30 years old.
I've been waiting to get that cat out of the bag. And I've been setting timers for each one of these bullet points. So the timer's up for that one. So we're not talking about Stav anymore.
All right.
No, we are. We're going to move on to the next one. How do we edit all of his laughter out of the old episodes and add them as backing vocals for the new Better Come Town?
I think that this is going to be the biggest problem we run into.
Is it him not doing the whenever he's tired of that, fake laughing?
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, do I have to like fake laugh and like fluff a bunch?
No, absolutely not.
And
please just don't be talk yourself. About being it from bothers Greece. Me, but hey, you know, whatever makes the clock run out.
All right.
That's true. He does eat up about 20 minutes with his ridiculous laugh.
That's how fat he is. He eats time.
He lives in the fourth dimension.
He's a Langolier. Those things in that movie that fly around and eat up airplanes and shit.
Yeah, this is not the right podcast. I don't know what you're talking about.
We
don't know any of the Game of Thrones stuff.
It's a made for TV movie from the 90s.
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
Right.
I watched some made for TV movie last night that was pretty fucking bad. It was on Netflix. It's Alive, where it's like, yeah, John Malkovich is in it. And John Malkovich is in it for like 3 seconds at the beginning.
But they like put him in a poster?
In a flashback. The whole movie is a flashback. It's John Malkovich in the camera. And then it shows a picture. It's about some like rugby team that crashes in the Andes.
Oh yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It
seems like it's a made for TV movie because it's a guy that's like, we got to start eating people, and the other guy's like, are you freaking nutso? Have you lost your gosh mind over here? You know, no one has any real emotion, which is kind of the rule for TV movies.
Uh-huh. So no one else famous was in it.
Let's just get to the next commercial break. Ethan Hawke is in it.
Okay. Yeah. He's famous.
No, it wasn't particularly good. I mean, maybe it wasn't made for TV, but it was just a bizarre how bad it was.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do Stav.
Oh, yeah, that's good, dude. That's, thanks.
Hell yeah, bitch. He says that a lot, right?
That's nice. He would say...
Should I get fatter for this?
You get to suck his dick.
Yeah, yeah. That's did you suck say. Him
no,
off?
No, really, though. I should just go back to old episodes and package all of his canned laughter like they do with shows now. It's all old canned laughter.
It was just
dead people. Yeah.
People like to point that out. All those people are dead. Do you know? They don't know. They're
they might
saying.
Be alive.
They're
yeah.
probably alive.
Yeah.
They probably actually have a studio audience.
What multi-cam sitcoms are? I guess there are a bunch still on.
They canceled
Carmichael.
No.
Is that still on?
No, I think they canceled it.
Yeah.
Or they gave up on it or whatever.
Apparently Mulaney. It was good.
Sure. I don't know. I just don't see a sitcom being good anymore. You know, you watch them and then even if they are good, it's, there's something feels dated about it.
Yeah.
The idea of a, you know.
John Mulaney tried to bring it back on his show.
John Mulaney's shit was like an homage to television.
Yeah. All those fucking nerds do that thing where they're like, you know, the peak of my comedic career is going to be like, we're going to do like an homage to like the old fucking, the fat guy used to hit his wife, the Honeymooners or whatever. Like when Louis had like a three camera thing, it was supposed to be like this really smart.
It's
like,
not an homage. It's painting by numbers. You're not, it's not,
you're just plugging in jokes.
About it. Right. You're taking a format that used to work that doesn't really anymore. And you're like, hey, let's bring that back because there was a couple of good things that used that format. Mm-hmm. You forget that fucking like, every single television season had like my smart wife is following the stupid husband coming up after fat guy wife is too hot for him, you know, like that. It was a million shows like that
and it was 28 episodes a season.
Very few of them were good, you know. It was pretty good that gets slept on. Grounded for Life, you remember that show?
Oh yeah, with that guy
Donald Logue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's his name.
I know him from Blade.
Yeah, he's in Blade. He's also in Sons of Anarchy, another three-camera sitcom.
My new next-door neighbor, she sits in her car and smokes cigarettes all day long and watches Sons of Anarchy on her laptop.
Adam's got some great new neighbors. This Puerto Rican guy that steals bicycles and he's probably like 65 years old.
He could be anywhere from 45 to 65.
He could be anywhere
old.
From 20 years old to 87 years old.
Yeah. Dude, I work with a guy Victor? Who I thought was like 50 and he's just like this old like Mexican dude or he's just Hispanic or something. Like, but I thought he was old. I asked him yesterday how old he was, and he was like, I'm 26. Like,
no fucking
way. Yeah, I'm fucking 4 years older than him. He's got like a kid and shit. It's all hardened.
Yeah. So we have an older Mexican guy, but Jake is on the show now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a real
fogey with you guys.
The thing is, we bring on
Tejano.
We bring on POC to the shows anytime we have a fill in. If you guys remember my West Coast episodes that I did with a woman and a black man.
Wow. Yeah. That was brave of you.
Can't call you racist now.
Yeah, well, you literally can't. I got the fucking seal of approval.
You just got the blacks for Trump guy on your podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when co-hosting my show with Sheriff David Clark.
Call me racist.
Right, yeah, one of those women that writes love letters to prison Nazis.
When Petey did the show, he was like, yeah, I think I'm a race realist.
Well, that's because like black male comics they're like alt-right guys, basically.
They're like MRAs.
They started doing...
They're
started
not the full alt-right. Yeah. Like, that's what I love about them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why you keep them around, is so you have someone worse than you that's, you know, the right color.
I think people like that are just more comic than they are person.
Yeah.
The people that are just obsessed with getting famous, it trumps everything. And they have no argument about, you know, race or whatever. Like, they're out of their fucking minds. You know, comics are, like, bad people.
Sure. Well, not all of them. I consider myself to be a magnanimous, benevolent...
It's true.
You know, sort of Jesus Christ figure in the comedy scene.
Yeah.
Sort of this, you know, like, I imagine myself as, like... St. Francis, but instead of a robe, it's just very comfortable gym attire. Like my enormous basketball shorts.
But Nick is wearing about 24-inch long basketball, Adidas basketball shorts.
He's wearing Jared's basketball shorts.
Yeah, he's wearing...
Up to his fucking nipples.
Yeah, long basketball
pulled up
shorts.
So you can see his balls through the bottom of it.
You cut a hole for your balls in the bottom of the shorts, right?
They go from your nipples to your mid-calf.
Yeah. And then you, you know, you wear a nice racer tee, racer tank. So real like spaghetti string, you know, weightlifting shirt.
I love that.
That's my St. Francis look. And then instead of being surrounded by birds and squirrels, it's just all the open micers. They're crawling all over me, begging me for attention.
They have little angel wings and shit. And they're flying around.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They all respect me and fear me because I could crush them. I could easily just put one of their heads down on a cinder block and crush it
did
at my whimsy.
Yeah, yeah.
At my leisure, I could do this.
Yeah, that's why you anyone. Command a lot of respect.
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of how easily I could crush these people.
Yeah, it's only because of physical prowess.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I hope that man doesn't crush me. Yeah. So Jake's the POC. Jake, let's talk about your black experience in America.
It's great. I don't know what everyone's complaining about.
There we go. That's what we're looking for.
End of episode. It's great being black. I'm yeah. black.
How many times have you been arrested? Probably never, right? You're a model citizen.
Never. Yeah. No, I just follow the rules and you don't get arrested. Yeah. You
haven't idiots. You been arrested like...
I lost count like yeah. four or five times. I stopped. You know how like
didn't you get arrested just sitting on a porch once?
Yeah, I got arrested drinking a beer on my own fucking porch a couple yeah. years ago.
I remember that. There was that day when we were at the apartment, you were on like the porch talking about how they never do those warrant roundups, and then you got arrested like 7 hours later. I got a shit ton of warrants and I never have to worry about it. It's like, yeah, Jake's in jail again.
Yeah, that must have been the first one, because I remember just thinking like, well, you know, mm-hmm. it's like I didn't drive a car, so I was like, well, when the fuck is a cop gonna just come up to me and just ask for my ID? Mm-hmm. And then they did that. They blatantly just did the thing. I was like, that'll never happen.
Yeah,
but they also that was like, I don't think cops like started getting more violent. I think it's more that like, you know, the cell phone technology came out to where we could just fucking videotape them. But it did seem like they started getting crazier, you know, like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, if I think back through my life, I remember like the idea of a police officer was like, you know, even when I was a kid, they fucking just in the attire, they would wear white shirts and or, you know, white, blue or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever color shirt. Yeah. It was like a short sleeve shirt. You know, yeah. They look like a fucking electrician that happened to have like a gun on them and a badge.
Yeah.
You know, and a dumb like pointed crossing guard hat. And now it's like regular beat cops wear like tactical gear.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
after like 9/11, like a lot of them have their heads shaved. Like imagine the idea of like in fucking, you know, 1985, a cop with his head completely shaved bald. Like that didn't exist.
You know what I've noticed in New York? A lot of Asian cops.
Yeah. In Chinatown.
What yeah, is
a
that?
Lot of Asian cops, and they're all like, yo, Tony, where are we going for lunch? Yeah. I'm fucking starving. I'm trying to get some fucking dumplings.
It
over
is
here.
Really funny when you see that.
Yeah, the Asian guys with yeah. the fucking New York accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of them that have, they're like Chinese immigrants that are learning English from those guys. So they have like this weird hybrid, like, you know, like, yeah, I've been a long time since I had a nice slice of pizza. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, there's a fucking gun
weird
store.
Swamp rat accent.
There's a gun store in Chinatown.
Yeah, Yeah.
It's like, and it's on the edge
and
of
the
fucking
sign
Little
is a
Italy.
Gun.
Yeah. But the guy in the middle of it, because it's right on the edge of Little Italy, is like this old fucking Asian guy with that Italian accent, and yeah. also like this weird Southern get the fuck out of my store gun
yeah,
thing
yeah.
going on.
I went in there looking for like empty shell casings or something. I forget what it was for, and he was like, you need permit for everything, get out of here.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Do you have permit? No reason being here. Hey, listen, wise guy, maybe you talk me that way. Are you talk me wise guy? Like, I left the store 2 minutes ago. Yeah. He's still going.
Just doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I walk here. I'll make him offer he no say no to.
So something funny you find, you laugh?
Yeah, yeah.
Funny to you?
Yeah, funny how? Funny right crown? Right guy amuse you? Funny how? What a great accent. Okay, so I guess where are we at here?
So Jake, you're from Houston, Texas?
Yeah.
How
long did you
okay
call
right
it
now?
Houston Street when you moved here?
I was a dick about that before I moved here. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I did maybe 2 weeks of that. I still say Throop. I don't say Troop.
Yeah, people say Troop Avenue.
Troop.
Well, it is Troop. It's not Throop.
It's not Throop?
It's Troop.
What?
It's Troop, and it's
I think
always
that's
been...
The...
Nope, you're wrong. It's always been Troop. It's not black people, which you're going to blame it on.
I wasn't going to say that.
You were going to say, I think it's West Africans or West Indies.
I think
people.
That's a Bantu. Yeah,
I thought, my brain went like Trini on that too, because it sounds like Troop.
Yeah, it know? Sounds sort of...
Sounds like something you
nope,
yell.
West Indian. It's always been Troop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
even when this was a good neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
Filled with the original inhabitants before it was blentrified.
Yeah. There's that guy on my
block. Nobody talks about that.
Yeah.
The original.
Why don't we talk about how this neighborhood was blentrified when they started moving in here with their fancy Cadillacs and fuzzy dice?
Yeah. That new...
Lowering the rent.
Yeah. That old Italian guy on my new block.
Making the rent low.
Oh man,
that guy we saw on my new block, like, oh, he had an iPad and a Bluetooth speaker. He's
you know the thing kids do where they have like in their like that small backpack, you know? Remember how when we were in high school that small backpack thing became a hit because it was like, yeah, I don't have any books, I'm not doing any work, like binder, I got one shoe in this like Foot Locker gym bag.
The thing with like
the strings.
It's just a bag with strings on it, like a satchel.
Yeah, yeah, that shit. But you know, they put like a fucking, when there's a UBL like speaker, like pills, like a Beats pill in there, and they'll like walk around listening to music.
Yeah,
teens do that.
Oh yeah, this make everyone else listen to your fucking music.
Yeah, an 82-year-old guy with a like, you know, fucking like stick ball baseball hat on, skew in that way that only old guys can wear it, where the hat's almost completely sideways on their fucking head, and he's listening to like Sinatra,
just blasting
Sinatra out of some hidden speaker somewhere on his body.
Yeah, old Puerto Rican street guys are fucking great because they do like the same shit as their kids, but it looks like old wackadoo music.
Well, this is he's friends with this guy, the Victor guy.
Victor's amazing. Yeah,
who's
so
the superintendent of your building, I guess?
When I met him, he introduced himself as the mayor of the block.
Which blocks don't have mayors.
They don't have mayors, and I'm like, I didn't vote, you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But now I kind of respect his authority as
well.
The mayor
I like
of
that
the block.
There's a king of the block, and then there's a feudal mayor.
I think,
so
yeah.
He's not the king of the block. He chose a lower.
I think he considers it to be
like a parliamentary
democratic
governor.
Position. Yeah.
I'm the Earl of this block.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you made that joke, the Andre Steakhouse, the you got to give respect to get respect kind of thing.
Yeah.
I literally have heard that him give that speech to 12 and 13 year old boys on our block like 5 or 6 different times, just shouting at them about how to give respect and be respectful.
Meanwhile, his like backdrop is piles of stolen bikes.
He has like 400 stolen bikes.
It's just filled with, like, it could not be any more obvious that this is a bicycle stealing operation.
Like, no aim other than just mass collection.
And it doesn't seem like he's selling them. No one's coming by.
Yeah,
he was like cleaning up a motorcycle the other day. I'm assuming he also steals the motorcycles.
Yeah, and then
maybe you trade in the bicycles for the motorcycle, like a Chuck E. Cheese thing.
Maybe, yeah. That could be, maybe you can get like 3 bikes for a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a good trade. I kind of want a motorcycle. And then his wife is the one that sits in this immobile car that never moves and smokes Stokes and watches Sons of Anarchy on her laptop.
Yeah, that Lexus that doesn't run.
Yeah, that white Lexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... So he has like, you know, there are like 5 or 6 men that live on my block that are sort of his underlings, respect Victor, respect his, you know, his reign as mayor of the block. And last weekend at about 1 a.m., I see him on the street, like running, like drawing up like plays. He was like holding a football and he was like, all right, now you run like a button hook down that way. And I want to see you run like a cross route like that way. He's like playing quarterback at 1 a.m. like 5 different out of shape middle-aged men on the street. It's so, so funny. It's just, yeah, I love him, man. I mean, I really do respect him.
Oh, yeah, old
him.
New York Puerto Rican guys are fucking hilarious.
They just perpetually are like, like talking at bodega guys just hanging out of windows just yelling at each other.
Like, and he's got that thing also when like you're like an older man, you can only like whisper, sort of like OJ's friend in that documentary where he's just like, you gotta give respect. You know?
Yeah,
well, like Danny Glover.
It's that weird New York thing where they have that leathery skin. Everything looks peeled back. Like being stretched.
It's like a maroon skin.
Yeah, have like there's all this weird vascularity where you can't tell if they're jacked or not.
Strange,
just like pointy, sort of. You know.
Yeah.
Like it's from getting ready to punch people your entire life.
It's like from the hold me back pose.
You, yeah, yeah. Like, don't come at me, bro. You just hold that position for years, and eventually your body is just in a permanently flexed state.
You just like turn yourself into one of those T-shirts of a, like a pit bull with like human arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, he has a pit bull too, and
with human arms.
Yeah,
which he stole.
It's a little dog with stolen big ass arms. His
it rides bull. The bicycles around. That's how he tests it.
His pit is the same height as my pit, but about 100 pounds heavier. He like got he that, and it's not only fat. I mean, his pit is just like buff fat.
Yeah, it makes it work out and shit.
Yeah, he makes
it smushes it into the ground. You're doing push-ups now.
Yeah, yeah. He was like doing lighter tricks next to the dog's head and laughing.
Lighter tricks, like Zippo tricks.
I guess there's this other guy that lives on my block who's sort of like a redneck, like white dude.
I love people that are like old and 14 at the same fucking time.
Yeah, that's what those guys are. They're like, you know, trying to impress people at the bus station kind of guy.
Exactly. Yeah, and this guy like had a lighter that he like sort of jerry-rigged to like do that thing where it like shoots out like a huge flame like for 1 second.
Yeah,
he was just like doing it at his dog and his dog was barking. He's like, yeah, you see, Coco don't like that. Coco don't like it.
What that's the thing is, you gotta understand, the dog, it either likes things or it don't like shit. There's two modes that the dog can understand, and that's the kind of intelligence that the dog can appreciate. It's two different ways of doing things.
Yeah, they do that. They always do like rap hands, like while they're talking, to try to seem like wise, but they're just saying inane bullshit.
Well, it's because they're old. They get to a certain age where they're like, "Well, I guess I'm smart now. I guess I've like become smart years old."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's wise.
Dispense knowledge.
I told you this a long time ago. When I was in jail one time, and they'd make you go watch the like go talk to the judge. So you'd all get handcuffed together, and then like fucking 10 guys have to sit there and plead with the judge or whatever. And like this one guy who was like a fucking moron the whole time we were in the cell was like, "Watch this" or whatever. And he does the rap hands things. Like, the judge is like, "So I see you here. You have like 3 children," and he's like, "They be infant minds." Like, he's doing this weird speech back at him, like winking at everyone, like I fucking nailed it by you know, talking about my children as if they're like humans or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking weird.
No, I remember when I would just ride the bus around as a teenager, it was nothing but like older black dudes that would just be like, "Look here, now I'm gonna tell you something about pussy." You know? And then he would just like get a speech about women. And he's like old man. I remember there's like this homeless, I'm pretty sure he was homeless. He definitely fucking like smoked crack or whatever. And like I would see him around all the time. And he was like, he asked me for $1 one time. I was like, "You got a cigarette or whatever?" Because I was 15, I couldn't buy my own cigarettes. And he was like, "Motherfucker, I got a whole pocket full of cigarettes." And he pulls out like just all these half smoked cigarettes found in the garbage. And then I'm like, "I don't want that." I'm like, "You can just have $1. And he's like, "What I will give you is some advice, you know?" And he's like, "Now, do you know what pheromones are?" And I was like, "Yeah, they're like chemicals that are released by your body." He's like, "No. What it is it smells that come out of your body, you know, that make women want to fuck." And he's like, "Now you got to work out them pheromones. See all these motherfuckers out here wearing cologne and shit." And he's like, "You just got to build up them pheromones and the women will be attracted to it." And he's like, just making a case for not bathing a lot more. Yeah, that guy was great.
Yeah.
"Motherfucker, I got a whole pocket full of cigarettes." All right, hot take minute headlines. Trump pardons Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Good.
Well, we got to ask Jake about that as
as one of his victims.
As a black man.
Yeah, for all the reasons, all the times you went to jail, it was always Sheriff Joe.
Yeah. It's bad. I don't know what else to throw at that.
Well, I say it's bad because Jake says it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy fucking sucks. He's a piece
I say
of shit.
It's good because you know what it shows is loyalty. There is no argument for that pardon. There's in no way is it justified. There's no defense of his like contempt of court. There's nothing you can say to warrant what Trump did. It's not even like, you know, he was facing 30 years in prison. It wasn't like even that big of a deal.
Yeah, it was just like purely symbolic. I love how evil Trump is, man.
Well, it's not that he's evil. What he is fiercely loyal. This was a guy he was like sort of united with on Twitter over like the birth certificate.
Yeah,
thing.
He was like, I will do everything in my power, Mr. Trump, to find the real birth certificate of the Arab note.
I mean, the Reagans let Rock Hudson die of AIDS. Just like, you know, that was her friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, we don't want to look bad or whatever.
Yeah.
For him to just, especially like right after Charlottesville or whatever, you know, to know that this is going to make me look like a complete fucking asshole and just like abject evil. And it's like, a friend is a friend.
I saw
some guy I've faved with a couple of times online. I have his back. And you know what? That is a type of character you don't see in any politics.
Yeah, it's about friendship.
It is about friendship, dude. And it's like, one of the most inspiring things I've ever seen in American politics.
Yeah, that's friendship goals. I saw someone pulled up an old tweet of Sheriff Joe, and he was like, I'm actively working on finding the birth certificate of President Obama on behalf of Donald Trump, who I share a birthday with.
Oh, man,
and
that's
I definitely think that the fact that they have the same birthday definitely played
you gotta, it. You gotta stand up for your birthday, boys. I will always have the back of Taylor Swift, Steve Buscemi, Jamie Foxx, Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I will always respect my twin dragon, Steven Seagal, who shares the same birthday as me on April 10th. So,
I got David Lynch.
Cool.
Leadbelly, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's dead.
That's your fault for not standing up for for being thrown in jail by Sheriff Joe.
My 30th birthday was the inauguration, so me and Trump are kind of birthday boys. His presidency, you know.
Leadbelly shot by the police. That'd be a good name for a guy that got shot.
I got filled full of lead.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. He probably died because of his belly being all leady.
He's probably like a heroin guy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It made blues
like
or some shit.
Blues guys, yeah.
How about one of these like Blake shaped Brooklyn guys, you know? Like a guy that's fat, has always been fat, but now that he's like in his late 30s has convinced himself it's a normal level of fat and that they're not fat.
Mm-hmm.
They have mass. I hear a lot of those guys refer to themselves as having mass.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Bulk.
Right, yeah.
You mean Stav? Are we talking about Stav?
No, Stav knows he's fat, and Stav's definitely a fat kid.
He's been fat his whole life.
Yeah, he's always been fat. That's why he does that naked fat guy thing, because like any of the apprehension about being fat or insecurities, like that gets beaten out of you when you're fucking young. And then you sort of just embrace being a fat guy.
Yeah.
And then you have sort of like a latent bitterness that never goes away.
Yeah.
Which turns into being, you know, like a lecherous.
Jesus Christ, man.
What?
Give him a chance to respond. We're going to call Stav in Greece.
I'm not talking about Stav. I'm talking about, you know, like a lot of people. Amber, your Amazon thing is here. I'm not talking about Stav. I'm talking about fat guys in general.
You mean that you get horny? You think fat men are hornier?
Oh, yeah.
You think, why? Why?
Because they don't have sex.
Yeah, they fixate on sex more?
You know who's not horny? Is like beautiful Italian men.
I think they're pretty horny.
No, they're like, I am tired of having so much sex.
Oh, real Italian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Italian American.
They're like French.
Oh, no, those guys are on, they all have the same accent.
Okay.
It's all the same thing.
The continental accent.
Yeah, yeah.
How
about a Lincoln Continental accent? You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to, how about a Lincoln Continental experience? The Lincoln Continental breakfast. That's on the menu at our steakhouse.
Yeah. The Lincoln
Behold, the Lincoln Continental breakfast. Yeah. It's like, you know when they do like the bacon and the egg, so it's a smiley face, but it's like smirking? You know?
Yeah.
Right. Like, am I supposed to eat the feather in the fedora made out of pineapple? I don't know if that's garnish or not. Or is the whole thing garnish?
I got one. Did you guys see the Nazi do stand-up?
Chris Cantwell?
Yeah, the guy from the Vice documentary.
I know that he used to be a stand-up.
Yeah, more like Chris Cantwell.
Damn, hashtag the resistance over here. Come Town's part now,
Covfefe.
Bitch. Yeah.
Covfefe, the resistance.
Excuse me, sir. Trump.
Thinking about
Mr.
my beautiful
President.
Queen Hillary today.
Your honor, Mr. President Donald Jefferson
my
Trump.
My beautiful... My liege.
Yeah, I feel like it's already
my liege.
You ever see people share those?
I campaigned for you, my liege.
Yeah, your honor. You ever see people share those like weird Game of Thrones fucking illustrations of Hillary just like standing in a cave with like light over her
It's
like, my queen, we failed you.
Guy Branum had a tweet. Somebody posted his Guy Branum tweet where he was like, for all the people criticizing Hillary for not campaigning in Wisconsin, reminder that you didn't campaign.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, what
the fuck are you
reminder that you didn't take a break from your job as millionaire TV writer to go fucking waste time in a state you don't live in.
That's what it is every fucking time. You tell people that worked at McDonald's and shit, supposed to
just
take a
ask
road
your
trip
boss to
fucking
time off so you can go campaign for your liege.
Also, like, at the time, like, I don't know what the fuck was going on in Wisconsin.
Right,
I don't work for the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Nazis. So this feels like already cold news, because it's been like a day. It sucks. The news sucks now because
he's in jail now. He turned himself in.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, that's
cool.
But he went to white jail where Sheriff Joe is.
Yeah.
Sheriff Joe let him wear regular colored underpants.
Yeah.
That was just as an aside. That was so weird that Sheriff Joe just got obsessed with pink underpants.
It was pink everything, not just underpants.
Was it like pink,
like pink shirts,
scrubs?
Too? Yeah,
yeah. The whole like jumpsuit or whatever. Was
He's like, pink. Oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gay. Yeah. Wait, but what was his stand up? It was probably pretty good.
Oh yeah, it was fucking gold. His sleigh, man. It was his. He was like a libertarian, like edgelord or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I feel like everyone's already seen this by the time this comes out or whatever. But I fucking saw it yesterday and it like blew my fucking mind because it's like every shithead you see at the end of every open mic that's like, you know, listen up, the Federal Reserve, you know, all this like, you know, weird edgy shit that they think is gonna blow your mind.
Half the jokes are about being
an alcoholic.
You never see that guy at open mics.
You don't?
The libertarian, not here.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is, I'm coming from Texas, but libertarian politics aside, there's always just somebody who thinks that they figured out all of politics because they read one book and they're
What's
smarter
his name?
Than everyone.
Tim at the Creek in the Cave. He used to be that guy, sort of. Not libertarian. The guy that moved to Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He used to be that real.
I mean, there's
talk.
Just always.
He wasn't really libertarian.
I'm saying he wasn't
but
libertarian,
like,
but he was that
politics outside of it.
Yeah.
It's more of a personality thing. You like, you can see why somebody gets drawn in a certain direction because they're just like trying to be like, they just want somebody to fucking listen to them, and they're trying to be respected as like an intellectual for being like, I don't like the right or the left. Blue, you know, like it blows your fucking mind or whatever. Like, it was funny to watch him just like suck. Like, he wore like a shitty leather jacket and like,
oh hell yeah,
it's funny to watch how fucking bad Steven Crowder is at stand up.
Oh, he's so bad.
He's, I mean, it's like, and it's not just, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, this guy's bullshit politics, he probably sucks at comedy. I would admit it if he was good at comedy.
There are a lot of good people at comedy that have bullshit politics.
He's like just so fucking bad at comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't understand who that's supposed to be for.
It's for conservative parents that pay him a shit ton of money.
They should bring back Arthur, and he should go back to being one of the voices on
Arthur. I think, what isn't he like at Just for Laughs or something?
Probably.
Like, I think that's where he got his like big debut start or something.
I'm not surprised that the industry made a bad bet. Mm-hmm. That doesn't. Oh wow, this guy's great. Have you heard about him? Wow, this guy's great. Oh, this guy's great. That's every agent and manager you ever talk to.
Oh, the girls love
him. Oh, this
him.
Thing. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what they fucking said.
The girls
about
love him.
Sotelo told me that about it's at South by Southwest. And when they book Brandon Wardell, he's like, hey, do you know this kid Brandon Wardell? he's 19. All the girls love him.
Dude,
like,
every
what the fuck
time
does that have to do
the
with
girls.
what
girls?
Every time somebody can halfway decently do stand up and they're like 20 or something, they all get their fucking hooks in them quick because they're trying to like cash in real hard on like a Donald Glover situation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't happen. And they end up, you know.
That's what happened to me, dude. I got Stand Up for Diversity when I was like 21 or something. And like, that's what they were all like interested in.
When
and
I was
20, nothing
when
happened.
When I was 21, I had like interest from management, without them ever seeing me do stand up once.
Yeah,
they didn't even ask. It was literally just that I was like 20, 21 years old.
Yeah, that's all
it
is.
And then I could do 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, that's great. And then they were like, can you read these sides for these movie auditions? And
yeah.
I was like, well, I'm a stand up comedian. I'm not really an actor, so sure, but you know.
What did you try out for?
That Project X movie.
Is that video still up of you doing it?
Probably.
Where you do every character?
Yeah, I did all the characters and I dressed in drag. I had fun with it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. People would call that
you went really deadpan
these days.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is like,
yeah, man, the society was a lot better 3 years ago. You
know? It was 7 years ago, and honestly, yes, it was.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm fucking around. But yeah.
If you'd said that's transphobic to me 7 years ago, I'd be like, that's hilarious. Did you come up with that? That's a good joke, dude. Yeah. Transphobic. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's like homophobia, but they mean for like trannies, which is the term they preferred back then.
All sketch comedy was drag for like 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Monty Python, Kids in the Hall, it was all like dudes dressing up as women.
Jerry Lewis, rest in peace, his entire act was pretending to be mentally retarded.
Yeah.
That was his whole thing.
Yeah.
Look, I'm retarded. I'm a retarded person.
Yeah, look at these funny faces I'm doing.
Yeah.
Aren't these faces funny?
Right. Now you literally can't even say retarded. I went outside, I said retarded the other day.
Somebody got shot.
People started giving me mean looks. I was just screaming retarded at the top of my lungs.
Retarded. Retarded. Dude, I was in front of a bar the other night and this woman was just yelling, I'm mentally ill, and just throwing pots of boiling water out the window.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome. Well, and then she just came into the bar for like a drink.
I want to say, first of all, congratulations to her on her transition. Number two, I fully support her being equally represented in media. She should have her own TV show.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Number three, she's great. Did you hear about her? All the girls love her. She's like the next big thing. So we're going to have her at, I don't know.
Yeah, why do you really hate this woman? Huh? Why don't you think about that?
I don't hate the woman.
Why it's because it's a woman who's throwing
water. Look, I don't have a problem with none of those.
Nick?
The problem with even with like the Brandon shit isn't fucking Brandon. It's like these like brain dead, bookers who see their
brain dead Wardell, huh?
Who see their talent in like figuring out what's cool rather than like what's funny. They want to be ahead of trends rather than actually having their own discerning taste.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
more often than not, you meet people in whatever your creative field is, who, the people that are working on the production or facilitation side that are trying to place bets and figure out what people will respond to rather than actually liking the thing that they're involved in.
Well, it goes against everything that their job stands for. The problem is we got a fucking situation now where people have meaningless jobs that they feel like they need to justify. So they make up this weird thing where they're like, oh, my talent here, what I specialize in is aggregating young up and coming voice. You're an idiot. I mean, it's bullshit.
Well, it's like even this thing for the show, we had to like, we're trying to hire somebody to do the video stuff for the show.
Yeah.
And so I asked people to send in resumes and I was like inundated with resumes. And like the first seven I looked at, I'm like, yeah, these all work. These are all perfectly fine. And I set up like a couple of interviews and then it was just like, yeah, I'll just pick this guy. It like doesn't, I'm not worried really about it, this sort of work.
Did you tell him?
What? Yeah. I talked to him already about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So when we never do the video stuff, you know, it's because I'm lazy, not because of, you know, my inability to do things. It's because I, you know, it's not that I don't have the talent. I just don't do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people who really don't have talent, who get all the money, they neither have talent nor do they do any work. Is my point, I guess.
Sure.
Something like that.
Back to the sheet.
Hurricane Harvey. What a cool name.
Yeah, it is a cool name. Yeah. I think of Harvey Keitel, kind of.
I think about Harvey Davidson, which is the wrong way to say the motorcycle.
I think Harvey Firestone.
Harvey Danger.
Kind of a big
Maybe they should call it Hurricane Harvey Danger.
Damn. Wow.
I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
I think about Batman. You know, Harvey, that shit.
Harvey Dent.
Uh huh.
Oh, cool.
And then, like in the
what
cartoons.
Are some other famous Harveys?
Yeah.
I think that might be it.
Yeah, so Jake, everyone, okay, all your people so are okay?
Texas got owned. Does Texas deserve this? The answer is yes.
Well, I heard that Texas, they got enough guns together and they shot the hurricane.
There's all these fucking people like tweeting like their pictures of their fucking like hurricane, you know, shit that they gathered, and it's like food and a generator and then just guns. Yeah. There's just this constant thing in Texas where you just imagine you're gonna need these fucking guns. It's never happening. Yeah,
because of zombies, dude. There's gonna be zombie apocalypse after.
No,
the...
there's animals you have to shoot to eat.
Oh yeah, raccoons. And
nah,
stuff.
But it's not dude, that.
You know how many fucking wild boars there are in Texas?
It's not for
you
the fucking boars.
Go out of city
boars.
Limits.
Make some bacon.
It's filled with boars.
You could eat a boar. The boars are like taste like pig.
Go to any bodega in New York. All of the meat is
boar's
made out,
head.
Is boars. It's made just from the
head of the boar.
The rest of the boar goes to the rest of the 48 states.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Yeah. So even boar's head turkey is from the head of a boar.
Huh?
It's turkey style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, you imbecile.
Well, I'm
you
sorry.
Ever had turkey bacon. That's pig that's made to taste like turkey. Oh. Trick Muslims.
Oh, I didn't get that. Okay, cool.
I love that shit where they're like, I coated my bullets in bacon fat to send the Muslims straight to hell.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Kyle, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, because in
that'll
order to
show him.
You have right. to believe in that shit to begin with.
Right.
To think, like, what's going on there?
Right. Why don't you just coat the bullets in shit? You know? To shoot... To shoot whoever, because then they have shit bullet in them, which is worse than going to hell.
Yeah, I think,
in
just
my opinion,
getting shot is pretty bad.
I think if
think
I were
the
Muslim,
shit would bother me.
If I were Muslim, I don't think I would mind going to hell on a technicality. If the other option is shit bullet, you know?
Yeah, that's a total dickhead move. The bacon thing.
Yeah. Do you know where charcuterie comes from? You know, the whole practice of making a bunch
that's
of different
bacons
and shit.
When you try to cooterie, but you accidentally shit yourself. Charcuterie?
It was in the Spanish Inquisition. They, like, Jews were hiding out, pretending to be Catholics, so they made all these different types of pork product, like different types of bacon.
Oh, Spanish crypto Jews.
They would pass them around church and then watch for people to, like, make a weird face, like they never tasted it before. It's just, like, forced feeding Jews pork. It's really gross.
Yeah, in the Sino-Japanese War, they would detect spies by feeding them rice and seeing how they ate rice, because Japanese rice is like stickier, so they don't have to like stick their face in the fucking bowl when they eat it.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have your bowl all the way up to their face.
Oh, that's why some people just fucking have that weird hunched over shit chow into it.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some facts on the show. So Corpus Christi, it seems like that's like got the worst of the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means body of Christ. So
there you go.
Proof that there's no God. White devil nation.
Have you guys ever been
by nature?
Have you ever been to the coast in
I've
Texas?
Been to Corpus. I did a show there with Lucas and Bryson, and we all had to share a Motel 6 room.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like just sleeping on the floor and like getting completely drunk off like margaritas the night before and having to like drive back like whatever 4 hours it is to Austin. Hungover in the shitty car. I don't know how, like, I think I would die if I tried to do that now.
To be a drunk again and drive?
Yeah, like just deal with those levels of hangover. I mean, you still fucking drink all the time.
Hell yeah.
And you're 30 now. Isn't it like painful?
Yeah.
You're just shitting blood.
Yeah, I was shitting blood for a while. But I mean, the thing is, Nick, it's worth it.
It is. My life hasn't gotten any better except, you know, financially and career-wise since I sobered up.
Yeah,
seriously. I know that sounds like a sarcastic point, but I am miserable.
Yeah. No, drinking's fun, man.
There's nothing. I've said it before, but there is no better feeling in the world than when you first fall off the wagon.
Oh,
that
bet.
First 30 minutes of being
it's like,
drunk again for the first time, you're like, holy shit. This is awesome. Like, I forgot that you could feel this good all the time.
Yeah. So I was staying in a while back. It was like, I was like, I'm not going to go out. It was like 2 a.m. and Eli Uden texted me and he goes, I'm at the Cobra Club, which is like right next to my apartment.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't even had like a drink like all night. Like, this is going to be dumb. I'm going to get a buzz on. And so I went to he's like, nah, come on, I'll buy you a drink or whatever. And I go to the bar and he fucking made the bartender make a thing called a ketchup, which was like just a pint just glass.
Ketchup and vodka.
It tasted kind of like ketchup, but it was just like a pint glass, like Bacardi 151. I drank it at like 3 a.m. I had the worst hangover I had in my fucking life. Like, beyond like hours of drinking and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was insane. But that's kind of fun too, because like you never know what it's going to feel like in the morning. It's like a fun, you know, random spin of the wheel.
When Joe Statz was making all those, like, he was making his own pickle juice in the microwave so that he could like do pickleback shots or whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck was
that? And we had one night where I was already like trashed. I was already really drunk, but it like nullifies the taste of whiskey.
And oh yeah, picklebacks.
The two of us drank like a fifth of whiskey, mm-hmm. like the entire thing, mm-hmm. in like 10 minutes. Like, just those pickleback shots, and blacked out immediately. Fucking blacked out. I woke up in my apartment the next day, like on the coffee table, and fucking it was like noon. You know, or like maybe almost like 1 p.m. And I woke up and like, you know, when you're still kind of drunk in the morning, this was like, oh, I am still trash. I'm still like completely drunk out of my mind.
Oh, I've gotten that
after like
before.
Sleeping for like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Where it's
like
I don't even feel hungover because I'm still so drunk.
You got to just keep drinking at that point.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
For 4 years. yeah, Corpus Christi.
What's the spring break spot in on
the elevator Whataburger in Corpus Christi? They have a 2-floor Whataburger. You go see that. You go see the Selena Memorial, which to be
tear
honest, I think
it down.
They should tear it down.
It's
we need
true.
To get
she
if
owns
we're getting
Slips.
Rid of Robert E. Lee. We're get, you know what I want to do is go loudly protest the removal of the Richard E. Lee statue. Where you just don't even know his name and you're mad about it. How dare you take down Richard R. Lee Ermey's statue?
Yeah, yeah.
The Richard Scary statue.
Yeah. Is that Busy World?
He's the guy that made those books.
Yeah, yeah. Kids. Is it Busy World? Is the name
I don't remember.
Books?
There was like bugs.
You know, because it's
Lady
a baby
bugs.
Book. And you read those baby books.
I read baby
Hell
books.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a joke I put down here. This is the best thing to happen to Corpus because... they're not going to get the... It's not like they were going to get the Olympics. They can barely get Slade Ham, who's the guy I'm shitting on for some reason. Not even a bad guy, really. Not even a...
Just an obscure fucking sniper shot to some really specific scene in Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's Slade
while they're getting
Ham?
Hit by a hurricane.
He's a Houston comic, not a particularly bad comic or anything. Just the only Houston comic I could think of.
It is really funny to insult somebody in
His
a way
name
that
is
like
Slade
only
Ham?
Three people will understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Olympics, did Tara Lipinski ever do porn? Because I remember she always had such a porny looking face.
Yeah, she had DSLs.
She had DSLs. She kind of looked like an ape. She had like a monkeyish look to her.
Wait, you think that's pornographic?
Yeah, well, pornographic ape, like a dolled up ape. You know, you would fuck or abuse in some way.
Was she from Texas, Tara Lipinski?
Briefly.
Brief?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she lived in... I had to look it up. I thought she was from Corpus when I wrote this down, and then I looked it up. She's not. She's from Pennsylvania, but she lived in Sugar Land, Texas. I don't know why I knew that, but...
Wow. And she was a ice skater?
The youngest figure skating Olympic champion from the U.S. in history.
See, Nick's really into two sports, powerlifting and female figure skating.
Female figure skating.
And bodybuilding, right?
Well, it would be gay if I was into male figure
skating. Yeah, he wants to clarify it's not male figure skating.
Tara Lipinski. Would you fuck an Olympic gymnast, fellas?
They're like 4'6",
and
dude.
They don't have periods, so you can come in them.
Wait, how does that work?
They stop ovulating.
So
because they get so
they can't
fucking
get pregnant?
They get so strong, they stop ovulating. Some of them just never have periods. They stay children forever.
The picture of the girl, whatever her name is, the really, really good one from
my
the last
answer
Olympics.
Is no, by the way. I was trying to trick you into saying yes.
No,
you know
I don't think I would.
For that? Stav.
Yeah, he would be like, I'd fuck one.
Hell yeah, I'd fuck one. And then I would say, you know, they're basically children. He'd be like, yeah, it's not a child.
They're tiny and jacked and like... 18 years old or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Women that do sports stop having periods because it's unnatural for them to do anything besides, you know, if they maybe they've had.
What happens to them when they get old? That would fucking old, washed up ex.
Yeah, no. What's her name?
Smoking.
Cool. Yeah.
They're hot.
Like Mickey from Rocky. Uh-huh.
What's her name?
I used to be in the Olympics, Mick.
Nadia Comaneci got hot.
I don't know who that is.
She got a perfect 10.
She, I don't know.
She's
who that
a
is.
Romanian.
You know what would be
she a vampire?
You know what would be a cool a cool a cool Olympics couple is one of those gymnasts who have like the world's smallest pussy, and then she dates one of those guys that does the ski jump. And then he just has his dick out and he goes and he jumps 200 feet in the air and lands dick first in the world's smallest pussy. The amount of, like, you know, artillery commander level positioning and, you know, a trajectory you'd have to do. The trigonometry involved.
And sheer confidence.
I'll tell you why that's not possible.
Dick slams
into your...
It's
not possible. That seems like it's like this isn't real. I remember watching it as like a kid, and I was like, "That doesn't make sense that that could happen. That someone could jump like 4,000 feet in the air and not die." And I'm like, "Maybe I was just remembering it wrong because I was a kid." And then you watch it as an adult, and it's like, "No, that man is hundreds of feet that they're jumping on."
Yeah, yeah.
Skis.
It's also really like the bougiest, dumbest, like extreme sports shit.
Ski jumping?
Ski? Like, why? That's not from. It's not like you can even nail it to like the Greek past or
anything. I would
like
to do it
just
once to see if I had the courage to do it.
I think it's tight.
I think.
If you watch a GoPro video of like somebody going down one of those
ski jumps?
It's terrifying.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like a roller coaster that you know just goes off the rails, and there's like there's no straps or roller coasters. It's just a fucking hill.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, why don't we just keep getting more weird then? Because like, I was watching a bunch of YouTube clips of like those guys who do that squirrel suit shit, where they just jump off the sides of cliffs and just fly with a squirrel suit.
Like sugar gliders. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, why not make it? If we're making up dumb shit for the Olympics, like, that should be what we're watching, because
they have those. That's the X Games. Remember back in the 90s when the letter X was still badass?
Yeah, and everything
had to be green, neon green, and like everything, clothes were too big. I remember being a kid and thinking, like, I don't understand how anything could look cooler. I was like, I don't know.
Than the X Games?
Well, than style at the time. Mm-hmm. It was like 1998. I'm like, I don't know where we go from here. Everyone already has like bleached tips.
We've reached the end of history. Yeah.
That's like, I know it will, but it has to just be regressive. Like, when at what point are people going to want to dress like they did in the 60s, where you wore shirts with like buttons on it that you had to tuck in? You know, I was like, no, everything needs to be basketball shorts and fucking glow stick going through your nose.
Extreme games.
Yeah, extreme games. That's, everyone wants to look like Tony Hawk forever. And then you just sort of turn into a weird fat guy adult.
Tony Hawk's a hero of mine, personal hero of mine.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why?
I always thought he was
skateboarding?
Cool. Yeah.
Because he landed the 900, man.
He did it recently at like... You know,
that video
90 years old. Yeah, where he's just like
fucking his body
up. He's
just
like, fuck!
He lands it, and he's like, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, he's like pissed off after he lands it.
Yeah. How about this? So steroids are a hot button issue in the Olympics. There was a couple, the Kazakhstan weightlifters all had their medals retroactively stripped because they went back and piss tested them. But if there was a steroid that just made your dick bigger, so it doesn't make you stronger, should that one be allowed? Keep in mind, everyone's wearing singlets. So
it should be allowed.
But it makes your dick look bigger, so it's more intimidating to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Conor McGregor at the weigh-in yesterday was just wearing underpants.
Yeah.
And he's got a hog. But he was definitely like sort of rubbing
it. Did you suck his dick? Did you jack off?
He was definitely rubbing it a little bit, like right at Floyd. He was like just swinging his big Irish plumber dick at Floyd.
Adam wants to have sex with McGregor.
I just think he has a big penis. I don't think he has a big penis. He objectively has a big penis.
We're going to do a...
Not to me. I don't think it's big, but other people are saying it's big.
We're going to do a...
Small.
It looks small. Yeah.
We're going to do a fight preview predictions. The fight is tonight. We're televising it live here at Cometown Central.
Yeah, we're going to watch the fight
tonight. AKA my apartment.
The only reason I'm interested in watching the fight is because I know this is... You know, we've had some race war stuff the last couple weeks.
I just
want to
make my spinach dip and have people come over and enjoy my spinach dip that I can't have because
that's
I'm doing lean gains.
That's cute.
Some carb cycling, and I can't on my off days have bread.
Why?
What's that?
Why all the body improvement stuff?
I don't know. It just feels because I got fat in Los Angeles and I want to get back in shape.
All right.
It just feels good.
It's not like a deeply pathological thing or anything.
I mean, what isn't a deeply pathological thing? It'd be like, oh, look at that guy. He got in shape because he doesn't like himself. It's like you're a fucking alcoholic who spends half his life in jail.
I know, but it's true.
Well,
I'm not
are you sure
that.
That's not a pathological thing? I mean, it's like you're just being critical about a guy that looks better than
just
you.
Trying to
maybe
understand
that's a pathological
you,
thing is that you don't like people that are beautiful because you're ugly, and the only way you can deal with
I
it
think
is by
you struck a nerve, Jake.
Above them through some sort of bullshit criticism.
I'm just
everybody wants to be better than they are,
dude. Jake is a psychology expert.
Yeah,
okay?
He went to school for it.
Yeah,
before he got arrested for fucking I don't know, drinking at a GameStop or whatever. DS while high on fucking you know whatever gas station cough medicine you were doing.
What we just saw was Jake use something called psychoanalysis, which is this a system
I've just
developed
been friends with
by
Nick for
Jews.
A long time. I like fucking with him.
A system developed by the Jews.
No,
in order
I was actually
to...
being defensive. I'm not even particularly in shape, so I'm not even one of those guys. I'm just trying to take care of myself after I fucked myself up eating nothing but like you know candy bars for 3 months. It's not like I'm a fucking bodybuilder yet. I will be someday. You know,
Nick's been doing the.
And then
the
once
walk.
That happens, I will crush every one of these open mics.
That's the whole reason. For, yeah.
Physically,
it's because of Pine Box Rock Shop. It's the origin story of this thing.
I will go there and crush their skulls. Back to the Hot Take Minute headlines: transgender military ban, good. The eclipse, bad. Amazon lowers Whole Foods prices. Good or bad? It's bad because it means black people can go to Whole Foods now. Side discussion, what would a Whole Foods for black people look like?
Jamil had a really good joke about that, so
yeah,
I'm gonna steal the joke. So I can,
good,
I'm gonna
good call,
I'm gonna
dude.
Sit out on this conversation so I don't steal his joke.
A bunch of flaming hot Cheetos and orange soda, and if you don't have orange soda, Sprite.
Yeah, that was my favorite when I worked at Domino's. Y'all got orange soda? All right, let me do a Sprite then.
Yeah. It's funny when you like hold the phone away from your head and you call it. Somebody else like
every time, dude, I would like fucking be at the register and like I would pick up the phone and they'd be like, is this Domino's? And I'd be like, extra large pepperoni pizza, 2 liter of Sprite
for real though.
And then I would just go to the ring up and then you know like cash or whatever and then just wait and then take the order and then of course it would be exactly that every fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys ever used to think Sprite was the healthy soda?
Yeah, dude. When they had that commercial with like Kobe doing unders and fucking like, you know, like doing lat pull downs at fucking like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's this.
And then running up and down stadium steps and it's like quench your thirst. And it's like, wow, that's what Kobe drinks while he's exercising.
used to love those Kobe Sprite commercials. I still have a Kobe Sprite can at my parents' house. Like a collector's item.
Oh, you saved
item.
The can?
Yeah, I'm a big... No, I didn't even drink. Open it. I'm
oh, really?
Just a big Kobe Bryant fan growing up.
That's cool.
I still am.
Have you ever tried to put the can up your ass? It's weird that I already had that.
That was in...
The eclipse. That was pretty big. A lot of great eclipse jokes on social media, guys.
Yeah.
Did you see all those? A lot of people posting a Mitsubishi eclipse.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Cool.
Wow. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's so
that's
funny.
The same word.
I did that.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I don't know what it, man. I was like, the day that was happening, I was like, we should all just log off because we're all just going to do the same shit.
The one I wanted to do, but I don't have Photoshop on my new computer, is to... the sun baby from Teletubbies is the first picture.
Somebody did it. No.
And then you see the moon coming by and it's superimposed on it and you just make it grayscale. It's a man's ass in the back of his lower back and his legs. And he's standing like this. So the moon is going in front of the baby's
face.
He's
getting his dick sucked.
Implying that it's a man getting his dick sucked by the baby sun. From
I think Paul F. Tompkins did exactly that.
Was there a man's ass?
Yeah, it was a man's ass implying that.
Well, how about
baby's
this? Paul Faggot Tompkins. Take that.
That's what it stands for?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Doing that joke before me. How dare you?
No, he didn't.
Amazon lowers Whole Foods prices. I got nothing on that.
Yeah, I don't even...
play there? What's the big play?
Well, they bought Whole Foods.
It's time for the Wall Street Minute here on Cumtown.
I thought that they're going to make Whole Foods deliver part of Amazon Now.
What happened to the drones that were supposed to bring shit to me?
Yeah, they talked about that like fucking 6 years ago.
I think someone had sex with one of the drones.
Created like a new AIDS. Nanobiotic AIDS.
That's the guy. What's going to be the new AIDS? What animal will it be? A koala? Maybe get
some guy goes his dick sucked by a giraffe from like 20 feet away.
What if we find out this is my, because you know it's just a hypothesis that someone had sex with an aid a monkey. Really, the probable answer is that someone was eating bush meat and that's how they transferred the fucking the okay. virus.
They're eating pussy.
Yeah, it was a woman that didn't shave her pussy, and that's what causes AIDS.
Yeah.
Once again, women. Women's fault.
Yeah, get back in the kitchen. Come stop down. Having sex. Don't have sex with me.
Shave your pussy and don't have sex.
Use your pussy to make food that is fully cooked. It was a woman that cooked an ape in her pussy.
Yeah.
And that's what created, that's what created AIDS. Is it was a woman made chimp ribs inside of her unshaved vagina. Which, you know,
she used it as like an oven.
God said, that's one of the first words in the Bible. Mm-hmm. He said, and the Lord said, let there be light, and then there was light, and then he said, don't make chimp ribs in your pussy, especially if it's unshaved. And what did Eve do?
That's what she
did. She fucking cooked up them ribs, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her big old bush.
And she fucked that snake.
She did. She shoved the snake in her pussy.
Did you used to ever think that snake was like a cool black guy?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Why, you did?
Yeah, I thought you spoke kind of in a little bit AAVE.
Oh, was that like a smooth talking?
Maybe it was on one of the baby shows.
That's why I always wonder that in VeggieTales, because it's supposed to be Bible stories. So like Adam and Eve, the forbidden fruit would just be like a friend of theirs that they cannibalize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the appeal of those shows. They take. What if we take one thing that sucks and combine it with another thing
with
that
the Bible?
Sucks? Yeah, and then kids will like it. It's two wrongs make a right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the answer there, folks? Okay. Let's see, what else we got here? Amazon lowers Whole Foods prices.
What do we think about that? Let's talk about that some more.
What's the play here?
What's the play?
Folks, what's our position on this?
They're really trying to take over just the whole industry, right?
What, Whole Foods?
Yeah.
With what is the industry? All business?
Well, no, but like Amazon is trying to like, in the same way that like Netflix is trying to just be like they're buying way too much shit to try to like establish themselves as like the go-to, like the only thing.
Yeah. I've given Amazon...
But that's all businesses.
Can I tell you guys Adam Steele Corner for a second?
I want to go on Shark Tank and just bring like a portrait of my rich father. And then just show it to the sharks. He has millions of dollars and he gives it to me. And they're all like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
That's good. And then the black guy, I forget his name.
Damon.
I think he owns like a series of steakhouses.
Yeah, that is Andre. It's Andre from Andre's Steakhouse. He's the original Andre. Yeah, that's exactly right. Damon John from Shark Tank is Andre's Steakhouse much, personified.
Dude. Yeah.
Was he like, he was like the FUBU guy?
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah, I think maybe.
What does FUBU actually stand for?
It's for us, by us.
Is it?
What does it actually stand for?
Yeah, what does it actually stand for? I thought that was like a cool name that people gave to it.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was actually, cool because I graduated 2005 from high school. So we were like, yo, we're the FUBU class, 05.
Very cool.
Sorry.
No, it actually does stand for Forest Bias.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think that's a made-up thing.
Then what's Fila?
Well, do you remember that joke
Forever
from How High?
Atlanta? What?
There was a joke in High, Bufu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was that all about?
Black...
Buy us, fuck you. That was it.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't about butt-fucking?
But...
Boof? You know,
boofing. Yeah, boofu, butt fuck.
Is FUBU still around? You know what's funny? I'm seeing,
I don't know.
Starter jackets used to be like real hot 20 years ago, and then Starter as a brand kind of declined, and then they were just like Walmart's in-house brand.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get Starter jackets and like Starter shoes and Starter shit for like, Starter sneakers are like $10 a pair at Walmart.
But the styles are whack.
Urban Outfitters is now selling Starter shit, and Champion shit's like becoming like
Champion is like hype beast now.
Yeah, which is funny because it's garbage. It's a garbage brand.
It's not garbage. They're actually pretty good. The hoodies.
No, they're shit.
Adam's Deal Corner. If you want to get before the winter starts,
let me tell you something. If you're wearing a crew and it's not Nike, get the fuck out of here. All right. If you're wearing a Russell Athletic or a Champion crew neck,
no, Russell Athletic whack.
Both of them are fucking shit.
No, Champion's good quality.
I wear Everlast, which is the good cheap brand. Everlast crewnecks.
What are you, some sort of boxing guy?
Yeah, I am, dude.
That's cool.
And I'm about to box your fucking
pussy
all the way out of your asshole. I'm gonna punch your pussy so hard it blows. Like one of those guys you squeeze and their nose and their ears come out. That's what I'm doing with my new shorts and my bodybuilding lifestyle.
You're seeing the little cows that you squeeze and like a little turd comes out of its ass. But
no, I haven't.
It's
but
a truncated ass.
You can do that with any animal. You pick up a squirrel, squeeze it, and stuff uh-huh. come out of its ass and mouth.
Yeah,
just squeeze it really hard, and then it'll start shitting. I found that with like lots of different. You catch a bird and you squeeze it real hard.
Then it'll shit.
Yeah, its eyes come out. And
what was that thing where Nick, as a, you torture animals? What's that called? What's that all about?
What do you mean?
Like when you were a child, you'd like find small animals.
It's part of bodybuilding.
It's bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Well, you have to before. I mean, it's not good.
I don't want to get too psychoanalytical. We do have Jake on the show, but I think that says something about you that when you were a child, you used to capture small animals and torture them. I think that says that you have certain personality.
It says I'm a good businessman.
I don't know about that. I mean,
categorically, if you look at people that do those sorts of things in bodybuild by hurting animals.
Uh-huh.
You know, bench pressing cats into a ceiling fan.
Just lifting animals. Dead cats. Nick just lifts a sack of dead cats.
With a cat impaled on either
end. Yeah. This is normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy doesn't have friends.
Self improvement.
Yeah.
Just two hippos.
Home improvement. All right. There we go. That's the joke at the end of the show. He said self improvement, and then I said home improvement. So.
Oh, yeah.
That like works. The first No Stop episode, I think it went pretty smooth. I'm going to do tighter notes next time. That's the note I got for myself on this. And you guys were good. You got feedback? Please let me know. If there's something else you want out of it, you know, you want to tell me how the show should work, go ahead, send me a DM on Instagram. It'll go to the message request folder, and I'll never see it. So thanks. Have a nice day.